Thank you for holding. Is this Howard?
Yeah.
Hi, Howard. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Not bad. How you doing?
I'm doing well. God is good. I woke up on the right side of the dirt, so I am not complaining. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Doug. He asked me to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your business?
What exactly do you offer?
Yeah, so our company, Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. We've been in business since 2004. We list businesses on the first page of the search results for the services that they provide in their area. What that would mean for you is basically we want to make it so that if a customer is like within 40 or 50 miles of you and they do a search on Google for an exterminator in general, like not just searching for your services, but let's just say are for your company, but let's say they're just searching for your services, we want to make it so that you're seen as a top recommended option on that first page. Usually when you do the search on Google, if you type in exterminators, there's a map that'll pop up and there's three guys there. That top recommended section, it's like a little red dot on the map kind of showing where they are. It has like their name, address, phone number, link to their website. Have you seen that before?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where we're talking about placing you. It's a Google Places placement. So we just have the listing become available within our company. Usually when that happens, our representatives like Doug will start calling out on the qualified candidates list. So you qualified for the placement. Once we fill that spot, though, we close out the category. I can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. We'll be at our master.
How come my marketing team doesn't have me on that stuff already? Or did it just suck?
Well, I mean, you would have to work with a premier Google partner. The only people who have access to be able to list somebody there are the premier Google partners, right? Google gives us their algorithm because half the money goes directly to Google.
Okay, so AVN doesn't have that?
AVN? I don't know who that is. I've never heard of it. AVN Marketing?
Yeah, some shit like that.
AVN? Well, there is an AVN. AVN Marketing India. Are they Indian people?
No. Maybe it's APN. I think it's APN.
ATN Marketing?
Yeah, I do like I have something with them where, you know, you ask Google or Siri.
Amazon Alexa, maybe?
Huh?
It might be Amazon Alexa, but you're...
No, it's the other one.
Well, it's really easy to see that if you just type in, like, exterminators, even if you look in up, like, specific zip codes, like if you typed in 37110... or McMinnville, you won't see yourself up there, Howard. I don't know what they're or who that is or what you're paying them for. How long have you been working with them?
About six months now, 6 to 8 months.
6 months? That's way too long. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take that long for us to get you up there. It actually takes about 5 to 7 days.
And you're talking about the top, like, when it says, so I'm looking at exterminators near me, and it pops up, sponsored, pest control technicians, Google guarantee, and it says Orkin, Terminex.
We could do Google guarantee for you, too. It's a $250 application fee, and then you'll see, and then you have to pay for every lead after that. I don't know how interested you are in still doing pay per lead. I saw you already have like Home Advisor and some stuff like that. Google leads are obviously a lot better. They're exclusive. They don't go to multiple people, and we send the call to you as a live call with the customer on the line.
Okay, that's better than Home Advisor.
Definitely. Home Advisor's in a lot of trouble right now with the Federal Trade Commission. They might get shut down again. They were shut down once in 2012 when they were called Service Magic, and then they came back in 2014 as Home Advisor, and then they recently bought Angie's List and turned it into Angie's Leads. So they're in a lot of trouble, though. They've been caught kind of selling the same lead to six guys, and they're charging everybody whether they get the job or not. So they're kind of rolling in lead fees at this point. But if they get shut down, yeah. I kind of wonder if that's a benefit to people or a detriment. I think about 80% of the people it'll be a benefit, about 20% it'd be a detriment.
Yep. Okay. I have I also do business with eLocal. They're a lot better than HomeAdvisor. I was actually about to just drop HomeAdvisor, not too bad.
Think eLocal also uses some lead generation. eLocal USA LLC.
Yeah, they've been pretty good.
Yeah, I think they use Google services in order to generate leads, but they obviously the leads are going to not be wholesale when you receive them. It's always better to market yourself independently or go directly to the source. It's just more cost efficient as well, too.
Gotcha.
If you think about it, if you were selling individual leads and you got them from Google for $50, you're going to want to turn around and at least make some kind of money, you know, $70 to $100. You'd probably sell that for. So, same concept for a lot of those lead gen companies. We're a premier Google partner, so we would list you independently there and let the customers call you direct as a live call if you do the local listings or the Google ads. And then obviously the Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead system because we're pre-screening them. We're also giving the customer $2,000 insurance as part of the Google Guarantee for the lifetime of the job. So like, let's say something happened and you had to go back, Google actually covers that for the homeowner. So that way you guys aren't losing money or you're not working for free or they're not spending again on trying to get the job done the right way.
Gotcha. All right, let's talk some greenbacks here. What am I looking at in cost?
Well, I mean, that really depends. Are you talking the Google Guarantee and the leads, or did you want to go with the local listing that we're originally calling you about?
How much is the Google with leads?
Yeah, here, let me pull it up. It's $250 for the application. So if you want to sign up today, all you'd pay is $250. I would send the application over. But let me give you a number for the leads here. One lead, then let's go to your vertical. Your vertical, I believe, is going to be pest control. Yep, here we go, pest control, estimated budget. So leads vary from $38 to $57, depending on the lead. Google recommends that you start out with at least a 13 lead budget. So you'd be looking at about $750 starting out, but they won't charge you that $750 until you accept your first lead, and you only get charged for each individual lead if you accept them. So let's say that's basically 13 jobs, realistically. You're not going to accept the lead fee unless, you know, you're going out there to actually handle it or you made some kind of agreement with them on that live call that we transferred over to you. So you basically be paying $750 for 13 jobs. That's part of the Google Guarantee, not so much just leads. You know, we're not really big fans of people paying fees for leads. We want to be able to connect you to someone that's looking for the service, specifically at the moment that they're looking for the service, and have you actually go out and convert that into a sale. So they monitor the conversions. You can actually dispute anything that's not an actual sale, and Google will reimburse you for it.
Okay. Do they listen to the phone calls?
Yeah, they do. They record the call because we're actually pre-screening them on your behalf. So we'll interview you on what you accept as an actual lead, right? They have like a set interview process that they do. It helps us identify what you'd consider qualified, what services you don't do, what you do. And then, of course, they pre-screen it and then they transfer it to you live. But even after it's transferred over, it would be recorded. So they could see if you scheduled an appointment or didn't schedule an appointment with that person on that call, or if you actually set up a time to like go out there, or if you're going to dispatch at that time, you know, they'll have that. And that's a good tool though, because then we can actually show you like, hey, this is what you're spending, but you know, hey, look what you're making, right? So it's really important to be able to evaluate that. A lot of companies outside of Google don't have ways for you to actually monitor how well your advertising's doing. If you went and hung door flyers, you don't really know how much you made and how much you spent on those door flyers. Or if you spent money on a commercial or a radio show or a billboard, you don't really know specifically what's generated in detail like you do with the Google listing. So that's always nice. I don't know what you charge for each individual job, but I mean, if you got about $200 to $300 every time you went out on a job, I would say that's pretty average or minimal for what you do. And you multiplied that by, let's say, 200 times the 13 leads that you pay $750. That's $2,600 in return on investment. And you do have to do a little bit of work there. If your average cost is $300 on each individual job, you know, then of course it's bumping up to $3,900 with a $750 spend. So, you know, definitely worthwhile making almost $4,000.
Next time, well, it'll be like $300. It averages to $300 a customer if I can get one customer. So that, in the pest control shit, that's usually the average.
So about $300 for every customer?
Well, $300 a year per customer.
Okay. Well, right. So I mean, if we're charging, yeah. And so with the leads, I mean, if you break it down individually, you know, you're paying $38 to $57 for each $300 customer.
So is the $250 separate from the $750?
Yeah, the $250 is purely application. That's for us to send over everything. You have to do an extensive background check through Google's third-party service. So they want to look into you before they actually give you a Google guarantee. I've never had a guy not pass that, to be honest with you. I even had a guy who had some stuff on his record. But as long as you don't have any, like, major felony, they'll pretty much pass you through that as long as you have license and insurance or what's required in your state for your industry. Yeah. So it's like foolproof on that. So it's $250. I send that over. You got to fill that out. It does take time. It's about 45 questions. Some of it's some pretty vital information. And then they'll process that. It usually takes about 2 weeks to completely process that. And the cool thing is they'll actually have you on the first page well before you get your first lead. Obviously, we have to have you up there for some time to generate the lead and get you that exposure. Then you don't actually get charged the $750 until you accept your first lead. And then they have that as like your total. And then you won't get charged again until you've gotten your 13th lead. Or 13th lead. So let's say you spend $750 and that actually stretches out. You stretch out those jobs over the course of 2 months. You know, the cost will roll over. Like, let's say the first month you only accepted 8, you still have a 5 balance. They're not going to recharge you until you've spent that other 5. So that might stretch out, you know, 2 months, 3 months, depending on what you want to do with it. It's not an actual monthly charge. It's just an agreement of, hey, this is what we're going to guarantee you as far as the set amount of leads for this cost. And you could always increase it at any time.
Gotcha. All right, what other services do you guys, what about, like, website?
Yeah, we provide a My Site for our customers that are Google guaranteed. My Site's a fully customized website design. It would be no additional cost to you, so I'd be able to throw that in as an added tool. We just want to make sure that you have an up-to-date and effective site as possible. It's also nice to have it all under one roof. If they have any recommendations to change on the site, you know, then we can go ahead and do that for you. In-house here without having to say, hey, this is what we need done, and you relay that information to your website guy. But I don't think your site's bad, but I can definitely make it a lot better. You know, custom website design will definitely look a lot better than what you have now. It'd be a major upgrade. You want to see an example of one?
Give me one second. If I fired the website guy, who is my nephew, uh-huh. He charges me $300 for him, and then another $300 for the website shit. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I totally fire him. And what?
That's kind of sad to hear.
I mean, he sucks. But he knows he sucks. But what is the next? Like, what's that? what would that cost? Like, do you bring over that website and then redo it? And does it still cost me the $300?
No. So if you, if he should have purchased your domain for you, the insectoexterminators.com that I'm looking at right now, I believe you own that. Yeah. And that was what you paid for.
See, I got it through a place called Town Square Interactive.
Oh, I know that. That's an SEO. I'm very familiar with that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they suck too.
They do.
Yes, they do.
They're not really performance based. That's why it's always better to work directly with a Google partner than go through an SEO. They're not really based on performance. Like, they might get you up there, but if you're not doing well, they don't care. They don't really care to monitor it. They just go, hey, you're up there. You know, most business owners want something a little bit more than that. Especially when you're paying for it, and especially when you're busting your butt out there. It's always better to work with Google directly. They have a month-to-month service where it's like, if you do the local listing, obviously the Google ads, that's a whole nother story, but they know at any moment if one of those leads isn't to your liking and you feel like they're rubbing you the wrong way, they run the risk of losing you entirely as a client of theirs. So they kind of bend over backwards to keep you and make sure the leads are qualified and you're generating business from them.
I like the, it sounds like it's a lot like eLocal. It's a little bit more expensive than eLocal, but
well, Google Guarantee's the newest product. It's only been around in your area for a couple months. This isn't like SEO or ads. You know, that Google Guarantee, you go back about 4 months in this area, it didn't exist yet. They first rolled it out in California, and they kind of beta tested it in California for a few years because that's where Google's from. And then they kind of expanded it, and it's made its way across the U.S. now. And it's only available in certain industries that are service-based, like pest control, or like a plumber that's going to actually go out there, and we can guarantee the homeowner the insurance policy and that these guys have been background screened so they know that, it just adds a lot of credibility and safety to the situation.
All right. So how much is the website if I take it from him and tell you guys to go ahead and...
It's zero. If you own that domain, which you should, usually it doesn't cost $300 to purchase a domain name, the insectoexterminators.com. So I imagine you own that domain. You would need to get access to that domain, which he will have. So I would imagine before you fire him, the best route would say, hey, I want the login credentials for my domain name on my site. If he's your nephew, I don't know how you would handle that, but obviously.
No, he'll be cool with it. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it would be any issue. My uncle, I'm kind of afraid of him. So I would just give it to him. My dad's already an imposing figure. My uncle's even bigger than my dad. So you just need username and password, and then if you provide us with access to your domain, you obviously still remain the owner, but we go in there and we do all the legwork on it for you. So we'll build that my site. I'm including that. So if you choose to move forward with Google Guarantee, that my site is 100% included. I actually texted you an example of it there.
So after that, so you put me on the Google Guarantee, the website, shit. What am I paying you guys total per month?
Well, it's not a monthly charge, remember. So it would be $750. That'll guarantee you 13 leads for the $750. Because the leads, they vary in price anywhere from $38 to $57. In order to start a campaign, they want a budget of at least 13 leads. That's their number for Google. So you pay $750, they guarantee you 13 leads. You don't actually pay that $750 until you get your first lead. So that's what I was saying.
And they put me at the top of the Google shit.
Yeah, you're the very first ones. If you look up like Exterminator in McMinnville, I don't know if you're near a computer. But if you look it up, they're the very first guys at the very top of the screen, even above the ads. They have a little green check mark next to them. It says Google Guaranteed. It's like Orkin, Terminix. You see those guys? You have one of those. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
So, you see how many reviews those guys have that they've accumulated? Obviously, they're big franchises, but those reviews are accumulated through their Google Guarantee listings. So they pay for every single lead, but you know, people are really inclined to go with these guys because of that Google Guaranteed insurance policy. They know if they pick one of those guys,
pay for leads.
Yeah, of course. How do you think Google gets all their money? Google's a huge monopoly like Amazon or eBay. Every time a business owner gets a new client, Google are off Google, and Google gets a lead fee or a percentage of that. So that's where about 85% of Google's income comes from, is actually business owners that use it to advertise their company.
All right, I'm down. I want to.
Yeah.
So
all you pay today is just $250. It's just $250, and then I'll send you the application. You got to fill that out. Like I said, it'll take about 2 weeks to get it all up and running and pass your background screening. And then we'll have you on the first page already. You'll be able to see yourself up there. Once you accept the first lead, then they'll charge you the $750. So you might not have to pay that $250 or that $750 until, you know, the 15th, 16th, or 17th, whenever you decide, hey, I'm going to go out on this job. At that point, if that job's, you know, $300-$400, you're already halfway to recovering your whole investment, and you're still in guaranteed another 12 leads coming your way. Sorry, I probably overcomplicated that, but it's really easy to make your money and see positive return on this, is what I'm getting at.
Gotcha. Hold on one second, okay?
Yeah.
All right, boy. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do the application.
Yeah, you're going to love it. So I just did some basic math, and I was looking at, you know, you're guaranteed 13 leads at $750. It's a $250 application fee. So by the middle of this month, you'll be about $1,000 invested into this. But if you're turning over $300 on each one of those jobs, that's about $3,900. If you can squeeze a little more out of each one of them, you know, you're talking a 4-to-1 return on investment. Then you won't ever have to do the application again. So then it's just $750 to see that $4,000 return every time for those 13 leads. Make sense?
I got you. Yeah.
$4,000 a month times 12 months. It's a pretty good business you got going there just off Google. Yeah.
It works as long as, you know, I like the service. It sounds like it's a lot like the eLocal thing, and I like that a lot. So,
well, if you could do well with eLocal, you'll do great with this. This is Google's best product.
What about canceling if I don't like it?
Yeah, there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. If there's a balance remaining on the leads that you're owed, that could be reimbursed to you. You have access to the local service ads as well, so you'll be able to track the balance and where you stand on your leads at any time. It comes in the form of a downloadable app. We'll send you access to that and your login credentials.
Gotcha.
Yep. So it's just a phone call. I'm actually going to be your account lead as well, so I'll still be with you moving forward. If you have questions, comments, concerns, or you want somebody you can talk to right away, I'll text you my direct number and extension right now.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, here we go. Boom. All right, let me know when you get it.
Got it.
All right, perfect. And then what I'll do is I'm going to send you the application in good faith here, and then I'll create your account, and we'll secure the application fee and the payment for it. And you just got to fill that out and send it in. So hopefully we can have everything filled out and sent in by Monday. That'll get everything going real quickly here.
All right, yeah, I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. Here you go. Boom. Bam. It might take a little longer because it does ask you for some vital information, but if you have it all at hand, then it'll be pretty easy. What's your last name, Howard?
Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business, or do you have a partner?
No, it's all me.
It's all you? Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing that we have it documented?
Let's go with all lowercase letters, Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z, @Howard@yahoo.com.
Okay. And this phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. 615-499-0259. Okay. And the 101 Starkey Street, that's still current?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want that address hidden on your online listings?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're going to them, so they're not coming to you. So it's not like you gotta.
Yeah. I don't want nobody showing up in my house.
Yeah, they don't need turn-by-turn directions to you. And then it says that this address has already been PIN verified before.
Has been what?
PIN verified. So Google will send a postcard to the address to verify that you're actually there, that you're a real company. It's like a little Google postcard with a little 5-digit number on the back of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. So you got it done. Yeah. You're already ahead of schedule, though, on this. If you're PIN verified already and you have already 11 reviews, they only require 5 for Google Guarantee. So you should be able to get everything up and running pretty quickly here. Usually they want us to have you do the local listings first, then accumulate 5 reviews before they have you go into the background screening. But you already have that listing. I think that might have been what you've done with that eLocal company. So they already have that, and you've already accumulated 11 reviews, and they're all 5-star, so should be a pretty smooth transition. I'm just more concerned about getting the domain from your nephew, you know, making sure you have ownership of that. He's not trying to hold it hostile.
What if I don't have ownership of it?
Well, then I would have to buy you a new domain, you know, realistically. If you don't own it, or we want you to purchase it if it's available for purchase still, but somebody has to have ownership of it, or else you wouldn't have been able to put content on it. So there's the possibility that he might have put himself as the owner on it and put his own personal information in there when he purchased it on your behalf. That can cause a little discrepancy. But if he's, he's your nephew, just grab his arm, twist it a little bit. Tell him to change it, you know. Yeah, it'll be okay. So I'm going to still go ahead and attach this domain as it sits right now. We're going to change it for you, though, to that My Site custom website design. We can't do that until we get the access from you. And we're not going to want to get the access until after the client interview. I would schedule a client interview for Monday if your schedule allows. What's your schedule looking like on Monday? It's the 6th.
Give me 1 second. Let me get my book.
Oh. Okay.
Tuesday would be a lot better, buddy.
Tuesday would be a lot better? Okay. They give you a lot of time to get the application all squared away, too. We're available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday the 7th. What time would work best for you? Need about an hour window. Doesn't usually take that long, but just in case the call goes over.
What time are you available to?
From 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., yeah.
Let's go with 5. Let's go with 5.
5? Okay. 5 o'clock. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this appointment.
All right. I might not answer it, so don't worry. I'll be there at 5.
Oh. Yeah. The calendar invitation is just a message, and then they send you a text about 1 hour prior just to confirm it's still a good time for you. And then when they call you, they'll actually call you 3 times. They're allowed to call you up to 3 times. I tell them not to go past that. If you don't answer within those first three calls, then it gets sent back to me, and you know, I'll blow you up. I don't care. I'll call you like 10 times in a row. I'm like, hey man, you already paid for this. Let's do it. Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna send this to you now, and I'm gonna set up the text message here. Save. Boom. Send Alvarez.Howard@Yahoo. Copy. Nope. Let's invite the Google Guarantee Tech. Okay, so get that notification here. I'm just going to add another guest to it. All right, perfect. And then, if you ever get confused on any of this stuff, I understand. I got some guys that are like 80 years old. They're computer illiterate. Just give me a call, and I can always translate it for you. Or I don't expect you to hop on a computer and try to figure things out, you know. Okay, so Google Guarantee, LSA, client interview, local service ads. Okay, boom. So you should have that email there. And then let me go ahead and set you up with the application. Oh, I already sent you the application. I just got to charge the $250. Okay, in terms of securing the $250 payment for your application, how did you want to do that, Howard?
I'm doing with a credit card.
Okay, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Visa, okay. All right. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. Just so you know, I'm going to send you over the invoice receipt with the business name on it, so that way you can write it off later as a business expense. All marketing on Google and advertising on Google is considered a business expense, so you give that to your CPA. Yeah, well, get all the write-offs you can get, right? And then is the billing address the same as the street address that was PIN verified, the 101 Starkey Street?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it four at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
All right. It's going to be 4077.
4077.
7083.
7083.
8146.
8146. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
5/25.
5/25. And then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
A 477.
477. Okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, I am going to walk you through a voice verification recording. There is also a security question here affiliated with your account. So if you're ever contacted by our company and you're not sure if it's actually us and you want to verify the identity, you'd ask the security question. And vice versa. If you call in and they're not sure it's you, they might ask you to verify the security question before they make any changes or move forward on your account. So you could use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mother's maiden name, Howard?
Mary Robb.
Robb? R-O-B-B? Or just R-O-B?
R-A-U-B.
R-A-U-B. Okay. R-A-U-B. Okay. Answers match. Verify. Okay. Perfect. And then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if I say something you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? All right. You're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Insecto Exterminators.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
My name is Howard Alvarez, Jr., and I am the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It's very important when you're doing a Google Guarantee campaign and local service ads. All these calls are going to come across as live calls. They're not leads that get texted over to you and you have to call them back. So, being that it's us contacting you, like I said, they're able to contact you at least three times, before, they kind of fail the lead or dispatch the lead to another person. Okay.
Okay.
So be mindful of that. 90% of it's, or there's a 90% conversion rate on live Google Guarantee leads. You know, that's literally 9 out of 10 of them turn into a client. So you could literally be missing money, if you're missing phone calls. So let's try to keep that in
mind.
Got you. Okay. And then, it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you can't do anything else. We know what you're using as of today. It's just saying after today, if you are going to sign up with another company, which you really shouldn't do, but just let us know so that way we can verify that you're not doing something that we're already providing for you, or duplicating any of the listings, or wasting money, you know, that could cause a discrepancy with the search engine if this stuff doesn't match up. And it says,
before I cancel Home Advisor, do you guys, or if I cancel Home Advisor, can you still go back and get the reviews off of there and put it on the wherever you put it on?
No. No. Yeah, we can't transcend reviews from their platform. Google has verified reviews, and we also have review monitoring for you. So if somebody writes something negative and it's not an actual client, like let's say a competitor tried to go onto your Google Guarantee listing and just trash you, they can't do it. Like the lead actually won't get published. They have to be logged into their email where it verifies their identity and their location when they're submitting it. And then we have to go in and verify that it's actually a customer that came from there, or else it doesn't get published. So that's why those guys keep such good reviews. But we can't like copy and paste them, because that would be us, you know, copying them from our email address and then posting them. You know, you can have them go back, you know, and if you tell each individual customer, I don't know how many Home Advisor reviews you have up there that we're talking about right now. I don't have it in front of me. But you can go back through those and kind of ask them like, hey, I have this Google Guarantee link, you know, send them the link. This is my profile. If you can write the reviews there, any reviews that you already have, like the 11 that you have on your Google Business profile, those we can transcend because that's through Google, but we're not actually affiliated with the Home Advisor platform, even though they use Google advertising to promote themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you.
Sorry, it was a very long, drawn out answer, but I wanted to be really transparent with you.
You're all right.
So, yeah, I don't have the access to do that, and I don't want to mislead you, so I want to be very clear on that one. It says the initial term of your service agreement is going to be not a month-to-month campaign. Usually it says month-to-month for our local listings. So this is just a one-time payment for application of the Google Guarantee of $250. Once you accept your first lead, you will be charged $750. In return, Google will provide a guarantee of 13 qualified and pre-screened leads. Okay, as I mentioned before, you can dispute any leads that you feel are not qualified, or if you changed your mind, you went out there, it wasn't something you could do, didn't fall up your realm, I don't know, you had a fallout with that person, but you didn't work with them, you can dispute those leads, you won't get charged for them, okay? You will not get charged until you... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So this call on the 7th is going over everything I do and I don't do and shit like that, right?
Exactly. It's going to go over service area. It's going to go over all your keywords and services that you provide. We also want to use negative keywords if there's something you specifically don't do and don't want to get calls for. That way we're not wasting your time or their time connecting them to the wrong person. So the customization of the campaign is going to happen there. But also we're going to want to get access to that domain name. So between now and the 7th, you got to try to pull that out of your nephew. And then you could always text that over to me, or even email it to me. My phone number and our company line is attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward, as well as you should already have it there.
Okay.
Okay. But short answer is yes. Sorry for all the long, drawn-out answers, but I'm supposed to be very thorough. The calls are being recorded.
Yeah.
So the 750 does not get charged until you accept your first lead. You will not get charged another 750 or renew your next 13 leads until you have completed the initial 13 leads. Okay, so that cost will roll over. That's why it's not a month-to-month campaign. It's based on how you're accepting those leads and those jobs. Okay. It says, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. If you do decide to discontinue, we ask that you let us know before the 13 leads is spent or at that time that you're spending it, so that way it does not automatically process you that next 750. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So you should have a payment confirmation or like a welcome text message there. Do you see that?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Perfect. So there's an outline of the agreement in writing there as well, black and white for you. At the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign off on it and agree to the subscription terms. That way we know you read it. We're all on the same page there and there's no misunderstanding. Other than that, that concludes the initial setup process for your Google Guarantee listing. You know, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, I'm still here with you, so please let me know. Hold on, Doug is messaging me. I don't know what he's still doing here. He should have went home about 40 minutes ago. His document. There we go. Okay. But yeah, as I mentioned before, if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, I'm here for you from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, as well as there's a 24/7 customer service department available to you as well at Extension 1. But during your client interview on Monday, I'm going to contact you first, and then I'm going to introduce you to the Google representative that's actually going to be pre-screening your leads. So the guy that you're talking to in that call, the reason it's so important that he does that call is because he's the one that's actually going to be answering the phone for you, pre-screening those clients, and then handing them off to you as a live call. So you guys will communicate a lot throughout this process.
All right, cool. What was your name again?
My name is Jonathan. I go by John. I'm the director here. Last name's Hill, H-I-L-L. And then I believe the client interview technician will either be Jaswan or it may be Perry. It might be Perry Sai. So they'll actually decide that. Your account's in a queue, and then they'll one of them will decide on it well before. I'll probably get the notification tomorrow, or you'll get the notification tomorrow. Okay? But if you have questions... Am I related to one? Yeah, I am actually. So, yeah. How did you know that?
I don't know, but my girlfriend was wanting me to answer. Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit! That's crazy. You lying?
Yeah. So no, I don't mind. It's funny. It's just I don't know how you guys figured that out. That's pretty interesting. But yeah, he's a family member. He's a little younger, but he's great with it. He's actually my nephew. So, yeah.
You sound like
him. Oh, yeah? I sound like him?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys have talked before?
No.
Oh. You're throwing me off here.
Yeah. I thought you misunderstood me. She said, my girlfriend said, are you related to Hank Hill?
Oh, Hank Hill. No. No. We the stuff we got's a lot better than propane. It's like propane for your business. It'll make you a lot more money, too. Yeah, gets you guys eating better. This one does a cool trick. It makes it so that you can go to somebody and have them cook your food for you. Yeah. Yeah. No, but that's funny. I thought you were asking about if one of these, the client interview technicians was my family, like if we were related. And I said, yeah, I have a nephew that works here. He's 23 years old. And, you know, I thought you guys picked up on that. I was thinking maybe you saw his picture there on the site. Yeah, because they have us all in a picture on the website and on Google and stuff. So I didn't know if you picked it up. He does kind of look like me. He just has a lot more hair. All right. Well, that. Yeah, it's just part of getting older. It's okay though. You know, I'll still beat him up. Still toss him around like a rag doll. But no, I got you all squared away here. I'm looking forward to working with you. I feel like you're really easy to get along with, and that's going to be key because there's a lot of communication moving forward. So, like I said, no questions or dumb questions. We want to make sure this is working for you. At the end of the day, if you don't get paid, we're not getting paid. So anything I can do to help you be successful and get those clients to start coming through the door on a consistent basis, just don't hesitate to let me know. Pick up the phone, give us a call. You know, there's, like I said, there's also 24/7 customer service. Our clients are very important to us, so.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, and I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, it feels so long away. I can't lie to you. Usually I talk to guys like next day or following day, but they didn't have any client interviews available for tomorrow, and then you weren't available on Monday, so kind of falls 5 days out, but gives you plenty of time to fill out that application. As you guys are going through the application, like I said, I'm still in here tomorrow and Monday, so if you have any extra questions on that or if you run into a stumper, just let me know and I can make sure I get on the line and help you out with it, okay?
All right, buddy. I appreciate you.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow or Monday, depending on what happens here.
All right. Talk to you then.
All right. So bye.